This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Louis Albert Banks wrote a story about two men who were on a ship, who were caught up in a storm one night, and one was washed overboard and drowned, and the other one lived. And the captain of the ship discovered that the man who was lost was in a more sheltered position on the ship. He had more covering around him, and the one who was saved was more exposed to the elements. And he wondered, why was the sailor lost who was in a more secure area than the one who was exposed and who survived? And here's what he found out. The sailor who was lost had nothing to hold on to. What a story. The sailor who was lost had nothing to hold on to. If Jesus Christ is not the focal point, the center that James was talking about, you have nothing to hold on to. I've been around many people at the point of death, so many times that I've lost count. I can remember when I was younger in the ministry, I could tell you how many people I'd been with the moment they died. I've lost count a long time ago. I've never heard anyone on their deathbed say, I'm clinging to what I own. Never. Never heard a man or woman who's dying say, I'm clinging to my education. I'm clinging to my philosophy. I'm clinging to what I believe politically, my political beliefs. Never heard that, but I have heard many a man or woman or even a child say, I'm clinging to the cross. I'm clinging to Christ and everything that he accomplished on the cross. They didn't use those words, but that's exactly what they meant. They were clinging to what they believed about Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I want to bring up a scripture and then tell you a powerful story in closing from Hebrews 12. It says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. Let me tell you why that's important. Because Satan wants you to fix your eyes on anything but Jesus. This may surprise you to say this. He doesn't want you to focus on him even. You know, I think people would think that Satan would want people to focus on him. I don't think he does at all. He wants you to fix your eyes on any person or anything other than Jesus Christ. Why? Because that's where the power is. That's where the answer is. It's in Jesus Christ. And so when the writer of Hebrews says, fix your eyes on Jesus, you make Jesus the focal point, not an also-ran in your life. There's so many homes in America where Jesus is an also-ran. What do you mean by that? He's out there somewhere. Oh, yeah, we believe in Jesus. We go to church at Christmas and Easter, and we kind of keep in touch with what's going on with the Lord a couple times a year. The Lord doesn't want to be on your calendar a couple times of the year. He wants to be in your heart. He wants to be the center of your life, the center of your marriage, the center of your family, because he's Lord, and he wants to be the foundation of your life. How many of you saw the movie Apollo 13? You remember that movie that was out years ago? Some of you may even own it. I haven't seen it in years, but I remember this story because I heard this astronaut speak in person about this. I just realized I heard him speak about this. On day 6 of the ill-fated mission of Apollo 13, the astronauts needed to make a critical course correction. If they failed, they might never return to Earth. To conserve power, the onboard computer that steered the spacecraft had been shut down. Yet the astronauts needed to conduct a 39-second burn of the main engines. How do you steer without the computers? Astronaut Jim Lovell determined that if they could keep a fixed point in space in view through their tiny window, they could steer the craft manually.
Folks, tune into Cross Hope tomorrow to hear this conclusion of this story. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.